Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Hong Kong Parenting Club.
Hello and welcome to the Hong Kong Parenting Club with me, Justine Garrett.
And me, Bafuthani.
How you doing?
Good, yeah, good. How about you?
All right.
Do you have any kids' parties coming up anytime soon?
I do, actually. It's on a Monday.
What?
Yeah.
But it's a school holiday, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
school holiday.
But working, isn't it?
Sure. So Monday, look, in all fairness, right now it's school holiday.
Mm.
I can imagine that during a school holiday, things are, you've got more days to choose from. Things might be a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
And it might be one where you ask your auntie just to take the kids to the party.
DV's obviously a bit easier in terms of, like, people have a bit more space, or there's a lot of playgrounds around. What do you do in Sang Pun for kids' parties?
Well, when the only time we ever did a kids' party for our kid, I my wife and I bear this rule, like, we would never do a kids' party until one of them actually said they wanted a kids' party. So when Babylon number one turned five, he went, I want a party. And I went, oh, fuck, I guess we should. And we booked out, obviously pre-COVID, we booked out the barbecue area. And like, you know, we went to town on this one, right? We didn't bring in a organizer and a company to do it, and I wish we had. I mean, that being said, we did a pretty good job. We had, like, a bubble-making station, so you can make your own bubble mixture and then make bubbles. We had, like, a chalk station. We had a slime station. We had, like, a colouring-in station. Yeah, we went to town, right? We had, like, loads of different stations. We thought, you know, everything, you know, kids can just do whatever they want. And inevitably what happened is that the bubble mixture went everywhere. It was a fucking ice rink. All the slime went everywhere. All the chalk was smeared across all the pavement. It was a fucking liability.
That sounds traumatic.
Yeah, no, it was. Like, if it weren't for the fact that I had my 90s mix of indie tunes of blasting out from Spotify and a huge supply of gin, I don't know how I made it through that party. So I've not organized one in a long time, but without sounding like I only know rich people, a lot of our friends have our members of private members clubs, so we end up going to those places where parties.
So I usually do a beach party.
Love a good beach party.
Bring a barbecue.
Yeah.
Make a little fire pit, whatever. Kids just run around. They're happy on the beach, aren't they? Bit of cake.
And that beach in DB, the one that's for the locals.
Mm.
Great beach.
Good beach, isn't it?
Great beach.
Yeah.
So who do we have on this week, Justine?
So we've got on someone that I think is quite an enigma, because she runs Chaotic Hong Kong Expats Facebook group, which is quite notorious, but who also does kids' parties.
Interesting,
right?
Interesting.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought.
Wouldn't have guessed for 1 minute when I suggested we should book Cassie in for this session. And Cassie also, stand-up comedian in Hong Kong, very funny.
Are you stand-up, Bev?
Am I a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm, yeah. I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Out of 10, what would you give yourself?
At least a 10.
Wow, 10 is it?
At least.
Not what I've heard, but...
Wow. We we've all been to a few kids' parties here in Hong Kong. What are some of the social norms or social etiquettes about kids' parties in Hong Kong that made you go, oh my God?
So I like to arrive late.
Yeah.
Without a gift.
Yeah.
drink all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Lose my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let them eat all the sweets.
Yeah.
And make sure that they get the first piece of cake.
Amazing. I think what you've just done there is basically fantastic. So
yeah.
You've just summed up every shit guest we've ever had at a kids party. Coming through. Oh, God. Like, the lack of social decorum sometimes.
I know.
It's
incredible. I know.
That being said, like, I've been to a kids party and, you know, they've had a clown on, and I can't for the life of me remember the name of the clown.
Why would you remember the name of the clown?
Because he was fucking hilarious.
Was he?
I was in tears.
Were you drunk?
I was in tears. No, I wasn't drunk. I was in tears of laughter just watching him put on the show. It's like, oh, you're nailing it. You are. I mean, if that, he could have done that as actual stand-up on a night, and rather doing it with kids, got a member of the audience up, and it would have still been fucking hilarious.
What did he do that was so funny?
I can't explain it. It's all physical humor, but it was brilliant. Yeah.
Did you get creepy with him?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I wanted to go up and say, hey, you did a great job there. But then I would have felt like I would have sounded like a patronizing bastard going, oh, yeah, no, you did a great job there. Yeah, super tough.
Give him a little tip, a $10 tip.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done that. It wasn't my party. I'm going to tip someone at someone else's party when someone else is arranging. What? I'm going to go around, hey, by the way, good work. Keep it up.
So today we've got Cassie joining us, who's the founder of Chaotic Hong Kong Expats.
Yeah.
A part-time party planner.
Yes, that's me.
And stand-up comedian.
That's it. Yep.
Hiya.
Pretty much all I do. Hi, happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Did you ever think that you'd find yourself in a small booth with a DB mum?
I'm surprised there hasn't been blood yet.
It's still early.
Cut my nails too short for a cat fight.
Hang on, is Justine being a client? No.
I couldn't afford it. So tell us a bit about party planning. How did you get into it?
I actually started in the party entertainment business when I was 15. So I've been in the business for almost 12 years now. My aunt actually started the company that I work for, which I'm not going to name. But if you guys do want great entertainment, get in touch directly with Bob and Justine and they'll tell you where to find me. So my aunt started the company before I was born, actually, and then my mom took over, and then I've sort of taken off a part of that company. So we've been around a really long time. I've been doing parties a really long time, and I love it. I think it's so much fun.
Awesome.
So
when you started out at 15, were you one of the entertainment for the children?
Yes.
Okay, so you were child labor.
Child labor. Yeah. I mean, I don't even really tell the real age I started. 15 sounds a little less bad than probably when I really started.
So what entertainment were you doing?
We train people through our company to do almost all of the characters. We pretty much have every costume. You can even randomly imagine, think of, like, you know, the 30 odd years we've had to build up our costume repertoire. So we sort of learn bits of the characters. We do obviously magic, balloons, face painting, all of that. But you start at a trainee level, so you go with other entertainers. You watch, you observe, you kind of do the music. You're like in the background, like pushing and pausing for like musical statues or whatever, and then handing them like a rope for it, so that you get to boss around the trainees, which is fun. And then you sort of level up until you're doing parties on your own. And then a lot of people then tend to start their own sort of company with their name. Or if they're lazy, they just keep, you know, doing bookings. So it's more like being an agent for other things. And I also still do parties if I'm around, yeah.
I was at a party the other day. It was 60 people in an apartment. I swear, I think I'm still deaf in one ear.
It was very, very, very loud.
It was so loud. It was awful. I was like, my ears were ringing for like 2 days afterwards.
I mean, that's one of the reasons you hire an entertainer, because it's one of the things you learn as an entertainer is how to make the kids shut up when they need to shut up and listen. And it's funny how quickly they will respond to that.
What is the trick?
We go in with a whistle. We do. We've always had a whistle. So we come and we go, shh, shh. So the whistle can attract attention. And then you go, shh, and you make them all sit. And then it's deathly quiet and you go, okay, every time I blow this whistle twice, you're going to be quiet. And if you're not quiet, you don't win any prizes at the games. And then it's amazing. One of the moms was like, oh my God, thank God you're here. I couldn't get them to be quiet, not even for their birthday cake, nothing. So I was like, yeah, just have a whistle.
I might get a whistle for my house.
Yeah, for your kids. Yeah. Wake them up in the morning like a drill sergeant. Like, up and at them.
I never knew Sound of Music was a parenting guide. Yeah. I thought it was a lovely, heartwarming story about Nazi Germany. But no, clearly it's about how to be a great parent.
Of course, yeah.
So can you tell us more about the juicy stuff?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The juicy stuff.
We want to know most extravagant parties, worst clients.
Okay. Most extravagant parties. I have one that stands to mind, and I think it's so old that I don't think I'll be in trouble for telling this one. And I'm not going to mention the names or anything, but we had this party in the Conrad Ballroom, which is massive. I think there was like 200 kids there. And so it starts, you go through this huge corridor with real plants, like jungle music overhead, and every single kid has been bought a costume. So then you go in and it's like the most elaborate wedding you've ever been to, but it's jungle themed. Like they had smoke machines and, you know, like cricket, like it's like going to a rainforest cafe. And then, you know, I come in and I'm in my, like, tiger costume. I'm like, hi, everyone. And obviously no one's really paying attention to me because there's, like, cotton candy stands. There's, you know, a guy doing caricatures. There's, like, all of this stuff going on. Fortune tellers. I don't know how fortune tellers fit into the jungle theme.
What are kids? Like, what are they saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to pass fifth grade. Yeah. You're going to pass fifth grade.
You're going to hit puberty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's coming.
I didn't even know what the fortune teller was doing there.
I don't see much for your life after sixth grade.
You peaked. This party is a peak. And then I go up to the mom and I'm like, hi, I introduced myself. They hired 5 of our entertainers to this party for 3 hours. We never really get booked for more than an hour because it's very intensive having entertainers there. And I go, okay, where's the birthday boy? She goes, oh, he'll make his entrance soon.
Oh,
and I was like, well, how soon? She's like, oh, in 45 minutes. I'm like, so what are we going to do for 45 minutes? She goes, go have some food. They had, I'm not kidding, you can probably guess where these people were from. They had caviar on ice with like blinis and like
Salmon. Kids' favorite.
And they
party
were like,
food.
Just like, help yourself to food. He'll come. So then suddenly you hear this like fucking drumming. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've used the word cunt on this one. Sure. Yeah.
So there's this like really loud drumming and you hear, oh, it's really not politically appropriate, this party, again, 10, 12 years ago.
Jesus.
And then there's these African drummers like coming out, like making these noises, like, oh, and like dressed up. And then on their shoulders is like a platform, and there's this kid, and then everyone starts, oh my God, I almost said the kid's name. Everyone starts chanting his name, like let's say his name is Jonathan, okay? And they go, Jonathan, Jonathan. It was like something out of a cult movie, and everyone's like, Jonathan, he just looks scared. He was like, what's going on?
What I don't understand is how do you top that party? What do you do for the next party? Like his next birthday?
And he's like, what the fuck is this? It's like at McDonald's. It's like throwing on the fly. What my caviar? Yeah.
I've told my son this year, no party. I can't handle it.
I came on this podcast to score a job with one of your kids.
Him.
Between you, you have what, five?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, Jesus.
A lot of kids.
How did we do that?
You guys didn't even need to invite people to your birthday party. You just meld to the party already. Five kids.
I feel like because I'm a single mum, I like overcompensate and do these like massive parties that I don't need to do. Stress the hell out of myself.
I love getting stressed.
Almost have a nervous breakdown.
See, that's why you need me.
Yeah,
I thrive on stress. The more stressed I am, the more special I will make the party. It's not true. Please don't stress me out, parents. You hire me.
Have you ever had any like nightmare clients?
The thing we get like a lot of complaints about from our entertainers, and I hate to get a little bit dark, dads.
Ooh.
Because the dads are always like, they think because you're dressed as a princess or whatever, they can kind of say whatever they want to you.
Pervy dads.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to get a lot of those. And
why didn't you to me?
Yeah. Yeah, Bob. I saw this dad called Bob at a party. It's just like, they just don't think you're a person, really. Like, for example, this is dad. He's holding his twins, and I'm making, like, a balloon animal, and he's like, oh, yeah. Elsa really looks like she can handle that balloon. She's really good with her hands. I'm like, you're holding your two kids, who, by the way, were like of age to not understand what he was saying, but hear what he was saying.
Yeah, right.
I had a dad when I was face painting a kid. I overheard him talking about his wife being in hospital, and then he later asked for my number. Yeah.
What dirtbags?
So many like really bad stories with dads. So, Bob, keep your people in line, please.
Right, yeah, no, I'll send the message out on Dad Twitter.
Well, I know about Hong Kong dads. I was in that before they kicked me out. So,
hang on, there's Hong Kong dads.
Yeah,
they're rivals Hong Kong mums.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, I hate my wife jokes.
Oh,
that's probably the reason why I'm not on it.
I was saying earlier that I was sent a WhatsApp. Well, I was added to a WhatsApp group with a gift list for a 6-year-old. And I was surprised by that, but that's the norm.
It's not the norm, but I have seen it happen a lot.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, because I think like because Hong Kong homes do not have a lot of space, and they do not want clutter, and there's always like that it toy that every kid has, and every kid gets bought for it. So I do think it like just makes sense in like the utilitarian aspect of it. Mm. It is a bit like, it's very Hong Kong to be like, don't get me that, get me this,
yeah,
get me something useful. But, like, there's parties I go to, there's just, like, a gift table, and it's got, like, Prada bags and, like, all these bags from all these designers, and you have to show up with a bag from Lane Crawford or from whatever. Otherwise, your Toys R Us wrapped parcel gets put in the back where no one can see it.
Jesus Christ, right. Okay. So, I mean, what are, like, common... Like, I guess, what are the differences that you see amongst different groups of people in Hong Kong when it comes to throwing parties? Like, is there a marked difference in the way local Hong Kong people throw parties for their kids versus expats?
With expats, they don't give a fuck. And I mean, other than Americans. Okay, Americans is different. But I'm talking English and Australian, particularly expats. They're just drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
And they try and get you as the entertainer drunk, which doesn't really make any sense to me. They'll be like, just have a beer. I'll be like, no, thank you. And they're like, have some wine. And I'll be like, no, I'm here to entertain your kid. Oh, so where are you from? It's like, they just want to chat to you. I once had this mom, and again, it's long ago enough that I don't think she will hear this. I think she just wanted to be my friend because I do hold your hand a lot through. It's like a wedding planner, right? Like, yeah, you can call me anytime. I will be like, okay, I'm on it. Oh, you're worried about the cake. You're worried about this. I will, like, calm you down. Mm-hmm. And she used to call me at like 3 a.m. clearly like drunk, being like, where's she gonna drink sometime? And then after the party, she's like, oh my God, let's sit in the corner and drink wine. And I was like, well, our company policy is not, we can't really drink at parties. We have one, it's quite a weird rule. We can have one glass of champagne, but only if it's in a champagne flute. Because either way, she said, look, you know, if you're drinking out of like a plastic cup, it doesn't look very good. So that's our company, official company policy. But I felt bad for this woman. I had a glass of wine with her, because I felt pretty bad.
I think it must be more that they know you too well, Cassie, because what you'd do is probably get a big pint glass.
You said one glass.
Didn't say how big.
It's true. A champagne glass, half full, Cassie. Half full, not a whole one.
Do you think, because I feel like there's a bit of contention about food at kids' parties, like sugar, because some parents are so anti-sugar and some parents like don't care.
Yeah, I mean, we have this problem. So we didn't used to ever ask. We always give sweets out as prizes. It's like usually like a marshmallow individually wrapped or a lollipop. And I always forget, like, we have a lot of Jewish clients as well, so keeping kosher. Yeah. And I always forget, because I have a lot of Jewish friends, and, like, none of them keep kosher. And I forget there's gelatin, right, in the marshmallow. And, of course, everyone's really nice about it. But, like, because one of the moms, we play this game called Candy Relay, and I put out all the marshmallows. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot to tell you. She's, like, gathering up. She's like, don't worry, because I was like, please say you have other sweets, because the kids have seen the sweets now. And there's no going back. But she's like, no, I have other sweets, which, thank God. Because now we really do have to ask, well, like, any allergies, you know, any, like, food restrictions. Like, the same way that you ask in restaurants now, which I've only started hearing in the last year. They're like, do you have any food restrictions? I'm like, I can change my order. Well, the big difference between expats and locals, so obviously the drinking thing, parents getting, like, properly smashed at parties.
I love the way the UK and the Australians live up to form there.
Yeah. Well, then American parents, they tip really well, but they tend to be more, like, rigid and focused. Like, the most complaints we get are from American clients, because we have clowns as well. I'm not a clown. We have clowns all our clowns are British, and their sense of humour is very British. And we do get complaints from American clients being like, that was not okay to say.
So our biggest what did they say?
Well, our biggest complaint is we had one of our clowns dressed as Santa Claus. And again, this is such a throwaway thing, but I think it's like a different thing with American culture, which I'm learning with my American husband, that you shouldn't joke about certain things. Like, this kid was he was dressed as Santa. He said, oh, what would you like for Christmas? And the kid goes, I'd like a suitcase. And he goes, well, that's a strange request. And the mom was like, well, why did you say that? Why did you say that? He was like, because it was a strange request. But it's like little things, like cultural nuances, right, like that, because most of the people who work for me are English. But Americans are great tippers and they're very nice. So I'll be nice. local clients is, I mean, all of it is hit and miss. I'm vastly generalizing here. They don't seem to care that much about anything either, except for photos are big for local clients. Americans actually too, like, those are the big ones. They want the Instagram shots.
Yeah, right.
It's all for, like, the gram. It's the only reason they have it.
And our big thing with local clients is that they don't like Chinese entertainers. So they will cloud it as native English speaker when they really mean they want a white entertainer, and it's caused confusion for us in the past. We had a party that wanted Mulan, and I sent an American Chinese girl, that's not a language thing.
Yeah.
I said, Mulan.
Yeah.
Who do you send for Mulan?
Yeah.
An American Chinese girl. And the client called me, asked the, because usually they ask for photos. This client didn't ask, so I'm like, okay. She called me, she goes, sorry, we asked for a native English speaker. She's a native English speaker. She went to USC. She's from America. And I was just I had to make her say it, right?
Yeah.
So then she ended up being like, I want to change entertainer. On the day, sent her back. I had to go to be Mulan.
What?
Yeah.
They wanted a white Mulan.
Again, a long time ago, but yes, like 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh. That is insane. That's
and amazing. I think, yeah, local clients care more about looks because they want more Instagram photos, whereas I don't know, actually, I'm generalizing massively here, because actually, at the end of the day, most people just want a fun party.
Yeah.
And English and Australians just want the kids distracted so they can go drink.
Yes, absolutely.
So Cassie, you've grown up in Hong Kong, born and raised, and clearly you must have gone to a whole bunch of kids' parties. So how has the Hong Kong kids' party scene changed since you were a kid to what you're seeing now?
I mean, obviously the big difference is gadgets, technology. Like, from when I was a kid, and you'd have, like, a shitty paper mache fucking Barney the dinosaur walk in, and you'd flip shit. You're like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And then, and now, like, you will have, like, Elsa come in singing Let It Go in a beautiful, like, vibrato, and the kid will barely look up from their iPad. They'll be like, oh, cool. Elsa's on my iPad. I've literally heard kids say that. Well, Elsa's on my iPad, and I'm like, put it away. I have to get parents to confiscate electronics a lot. But then what you do is you give them a different electronic. So you're like, you can play with the music. Like the ones that are really glued.
Yeah.
You're like, you can press stop and start on the music. And they're just like, they're perfectly happy with that. So I'm like to parents, I'm like, do they really need all this stuff? Just give them an old iPod, is which I use, and just have them press play and pause. Perfectly entertained. So main thing was like obviously that. Obviously back in the day, like moms had to do all their own catering. Yeah. And so it would like range in disastrous to like not as disastrous.
Yeah.
Cause they're usually on Sundays, right? And the helpers are off. Like I remember my mom once tried to bake me a cake. She forgot to put self-raising flour in it. And it's just like a really dense chocolate pancake.
Pancake, yeah.
Yeah, it's really gross. Yeah. I still insisted on eating it as well. So I was like, it's my birthday. I'm never allowed cake. So I don't care if you messed it up.
Last year I tried to make a cake just with the box mix.
Yeah.
And I fucked two of them up. Like, out of a box.
Like,
raw in the middle, burnt on the outside. I just don't, both of them are so shit at baking, but have you seen any like insane cakes?
Yeah, of course, all the time.
Go on,
and
tell
like
us.
And it's funny because they're like, some of them they do like wedding cakes where like the bottom part's hollow and then, so the kids are like losing it. I'm like, it's actually not that much cake. And I feel really smart for knowing that. I don't know why. The kid's like, I'm three. I'm like,
it's hollow.
Yeah, and like, knock on it, idiot. so obviously the cakes, I mean, they just get more and more extravagant every year because, I mean, before, like, I grew up in, like, the 90s in Hong Kong and it was still like, you know, either your helper catered your birthday party or your mom did. They would not know these big, I mean, I'm sure they were for, like, the super rich kids, but parents didn't bother. They were like, you know, and the cakes would usually be homemade. And nowadays, I never see a homemade cake, ever, ever. It's always some crazy confectionery contraption.
Yeah. Do you know what now? I just go M&S. Yeah. Just go buy it. $60.
And you can decorate it yourself as well. You put some strawberries on it and stuff. It looks cute.
Who doesn't like Colin?
Can't I know.
Yeah.
Is that the caterpillar?
Yeah.
People in my boarding school used to get very worked up about this Colin the caterpillar cake. And I tried it once. It was disgusting. It was the most gross thing I've ever eaten in my life.
I think we just lost half our audience.
Like, tune out. What kind of party entertainer is this?
She said no to M&S.
She insulted the English's highest culinary tradition.
And are there any like major faux pas when it comes to like Hong Kong parties?
Like doing them or throwing them?
Well, like I'm just trying to think. For example, in the UK, I lost count how many times I went to Pizza Hut as a party with kids, right? As like a kids' party. But I don't think I've ever seen the number of times I've been into a Pizza Hut, any child having a party there. So
I mean, people have McDonald's parties here. I mean, people have McDonald's weddings in Hong Kong.
So. What?
Yeah.
What?
The actual...
Yeah, look it up. There's McDonald's wedding packages that you can do. And I know this because my husband
is that where
does
you got
advertising
married?
For McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm still technically not married. We're waiting on our big wedding.
So. At McDonald's?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm like, what you got for 400 people? No, truly, I guess you guys are too posh to go into McDonald's, but there's often advertising for it. It's like a little cartoon bride and groom, and they say, inquire about our wedding packages.
I've genuinely looked at that and not fully clicked what's going on there.
Well, Justine, your second marriage. You sorted. You need perfect entertainment for your wedding. I'm there. Venue, McDonald's. I think it'll be perfect.
I'm vegan now, though.
Yeah, whatever. We'll figure something out.
So what's hot right now in terms of kids' party trends? I mean, I know you're not doing them right now. I know, actually, maybe this would be a better one, right? after COVID, right. Should things ever open up again, do you think kids' parties going to be the same again? Do you think parents will want their kids hanging around each other like they did before COVID?
I think a trend that we were already actually going towards, I mean, this is not like a trend as in something fun, was like not touching the kids. Because usually as party entertainers, you pick the kids up, you give them a cuddle, you're holding them for photos. Right. And I think that that would definitely be something that changes in the future. Like, I've done one party when COVID had calmed down at somebody's house, and I was like, I'm going to wear a mask the whole time. I'm sorry, if you want a party, I've got to be really careful. Obviously, like, after 20 minutes, I'm, like, running, jumping up and down with a parachute and stuff. I'm like, I need to take this mask off. But I was like, let's try and distance a little bit. So even then, I mean, it was, again, one of our dips in cases, so it didn't feel that unsafe anyway. But I think, I think any kind of sort of too much interaction when you're playing games, when you're passing stuff, I think just because kids who've grown up in the last 2 years, they're going to be wary of it. I don't even think it's going to be the parents.
Right.
Like, you know, we play games like egg and spoon races and stuff where you're passing stuff back and forth. And they'll be like, disinfect the spoon. Not touching the spoon unless it's been sprayed with alcohol. So
I can imagine pass the parcel just having every other layer is being Clorox.
You have to take off every layer as you pass it so you don't infect the other layer. Yeah.
Do you know what's my favourite kids' party game? It's that one. You've probably done it. I think you have marshmallows hanging off a string.
And we don't do that. It's too messy for us.
And they put their hands behind their back and they've got to, like...
Yeah. We did it for one party at a request, a donut one.
Donut. Like, it's the donut one. That's it.
But it was just so gross. And everyone got so sticky. And I'm sure you guys know this, having children. Children are sticky creatures. Yes. So you cannot give them games like that. Yeah, it's just all over their mouths. And then because the parents are only paying for an hour of entertainment, they're rushing the kids off to get, like, cleaned up. They're like, hurry up, miss the next game.
Before we wrap up and talk about party and stuff, any pro tips for Justine and I on things that we can do to have a fun kids' party? Stuff that's out there that... It could be a location or events and stuff like that that you'd recommend, saying, oh yeah, definitely give that a go.
I mean, bowling is always fun if your kids are older. Not if they're younger, because accidents happen.
Oh yeah.
With bowling balls on toes.
Also, right, talking about COVID, do you think a bowling ball is the most disgusting thing in the world?
Bob and I actually went bowling recently.
Did you?
We had a show at the Tiki Tiki Bowling
Bar. Oh, I love that place. But thinking about your fingers.
I was starting to get quite grossed out. So maybe not bowling for COVID. Maybe squash. That's great. Great for young children, right? Followed with a game of golf, which is also very nice and socially distanced.
I was thinking all the finger food we ate that
Yeah,
that
I know.
Well,
that's like, why I said to you. I said, why did you
order?
Finger in
the hole and then straight into the chips.
I think it would be more like activities based rather than getting them all to crowd around each other. I think that's a good idea now. But I don't really know. Like, good tips is try and keep your party smaller, because if you have like a big party, literally no one will be happy, and there'll be, I mean, if you invite too many kids of like different personalities, you'll have a bunch who want to go. If I do kids' parties, sometimes a bunch just want to sit in the kids' room.
Yeah.
And then you only have like 3 or 4 or 5 who want to play games anyway or do that sort of stuff or want to join in at all. So I think it's good to keep it to like a small, close group of friends so no kid gets isolated, which I've seen a lot at parties. You know, one of the moms is good friends with another mom, so she invites that kid who no one wants to play with, and then I just feel awful.
Aww.
So try and keep it to like a good group of friends that you know are all going to get along. And they won't fight. I get to see this with the girls a lot. They randomly decide they hate one of them halfway through the party. They're like, Ellie, you can't sit with us. It's very mean girls.
And
it's very sad.
So I think that parents lose sight of the party actually being for the kids, and it's like all about them. And it's like, is your child actually having a good time?
Yeah.
Do they want this? Or do they just want to have a pizza and watch a film with you?
Well, the one party I did during COVID was extreme princess themed, like beautiful, huge house. And the mom is dressed in this, and it must have been couture. Like, she had these diamonds on and was all like crazily dressed up, and all the daughters. They're not like the regular Disney princess costumes you get. These are like custom made dresses. And the girls, they just wanted to run around and have fun. The mom was like, don't play tug of war with them. They might hurt. You know, they might ruin their dresses or hurt themselves. I'm like, oh. You know, it is a lot of that sometimes being like, it's not very ladylike. Or sometimes they say, you know, if I'm dressed as Cinderella, they're like, well, Cinderella wouldn't play parachute. And I'm like, well, your kids want to play parachute, so we're going to play parachute.
It all sounds quite gendered as well.
Oh, I have a little bit of...
Let's go down this topic.
I mean, you especially see it when you're doing face paintings. And I sound like I'm shitting on a lot of the parents that I do parties for. It's understandable. It's been reinforced since we were kids. Like, but it does come across in like a really interesting way. So if I'm doing face painting, I also do nail art for the girls.
Yeah.
Sometimes the boys are like, oh, I want my nails done.
Yeah.
And the like, I'd be like, okay, but I have to say, can you ask your mom first? Can you ask your dad first? Because once I've just been like, whatever, it's nail polish.
Yeah.
And the dad comes marching back with a kid's hand and be like, take it off. And
oh my gosh.
Another example is I was painting, face painting. And this is a baffling one to me. I don't know if you guys can figure out what the hell this guy was saying. We used to do like a weekly brunch entertainment. I'm not going to say where. but I was painting this little boy and he was like, oh, I want to be a cat. I'm painting a cat. And the mom comes marching over. She's like, cats are for girls. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, she was like full on like, cats are for girls. Can you wipe it off? I was like, what? It's a cat. It's an animal.
Like a pussy. Yeah,
like, what do you mean? She was furious and she was just like, no, cats are for girls. And it's just like little things like that. I'm just like, okay.
That one's not even a gender thing. Yeah. That one is clearly that mum thing.
Yeah.
I have not heard...
She's a dog person.
But I mean, yeah. I guess like, you know, I don't know if you had this as kids. Dogs are boys, cats are girls.
No. Maybe that's the only thing you ever had is cats are stupid and no one should own one and dogs are awesome. That's it. That's the only two way on this one. Like, there's no gender. It's just cats are dumb.
Well, if cats are dumb, then they're men, so.
Boom.
So talk about gender equality.
Just slandering men in the booth.
But do you find, like, those kind of... do you find those princess-themed nights or princess-themed parties, the ones where it's just all girls dressed up as girly girls, kind of going, do we want to be doing this now, or should we be changing it up?
I think it's harmless, and I think it's very... Like, cause I'm a girly girl. I love princess stuff. And I don't think it's necessarily reinforcing like gender stereotypes. I mean, I do love though, there was one little girl at the party. Everyone's dressed as princesses. And she shows up in a Spider-Man costume.
Awesome.
But then, because obviously her dad took her in, and they were like, what do you want to wear? She was like, Spider-Man. And then all the girls are getting their face painted with like unicorns and flowers. And she's like, I want my whole face to be painted like Spider-Man. So I did like a full like red face with like the spider webs. And so the photos are amazing because all the little girls are with their like rainbows. Aww. And like, you know, mermaids and stuff. And then she's just the kid in the corner like Spider-Man. Which I loved. I thought it was great. Like, I think as long as you allow children to be like individuals. Yeah.
Explain to us how did Chaotic come about?
I've always been into online humor. Before I started Chaotic, I used to have a blog called Cassie Queen of Tinder, where I used to like, because I was single after maybe like a 4-year relationship with my ex, and then I was only single for like 3 months, but I made up for that in time dating like crazy. Like, I was on Tinder, I was on a different date every night, and I would right swipe everyone, and just the messages I get would be hilarious. And I used to like respond to them and just see how far a conversation could go with a guy without them being weirded out. So like guys would be like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm watching porn with my cousin. They'd be like, male cousin, female cousin. I'm like, what the fuck? So I started doing that, and I always have been like a fan of like online comedy. I think it's such a good medium. Like, for stand up for me, the thing that freaks me out is I don't like getting on stage.
Yeah.
So it's much better to be anonymous behind a computer.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever been anonymous. My photo's everywhere.
That's what I was saying to Bev actually yesterday. I've got crippling anxiety, so the thought of being on a stage makes me literally want to die.
Yeah, same.
But I could happily like write, or podcastings don't get that same anxiety of being
in front of people. I'm the same. It took me such a long time to get up and do stand-up, but that's another story. Yeah. But Chaotic, I sort of started as a joke because I was getting banned from all the forums for giving silly answers to questions. And I was like, it kind of was a joke. I was like, okay, I'll start my own expat group called Chaotic Hong Kong Expats. I wasn't planning on doing anything with it. I just thought I'd like tag it in the comment section and then just leave it alone. And I had like a few of my friends join, and we were like, oh, it's really funny for like random posting for like a few months. And it just like, it snowballed quite dramatically from there. And now it's a whole thing. It's a whole community. We have meetups.
Oh, yeah.
People have met through that that started dating.
Really?
People have had kids. Like, it's, I mean, not kids, kid. yeah, it's like, it's a proper community. And, you know, I was looking at my wedding guest list the other day. I was like, oh, there's a good 40 people on here. One of my bridesmaids I've met through Chaotic.
No way.
So, yeah, so it's a real tight-knit community.
How many people have you got on there now?
18,000.
No ways.
Yeah, I mean, I've had several people who don't know each other telling me, oh, I saw this on Chaotic. And I'm going, huh, so this thing is a thing.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I see my real friends, my old friends from Hong Kong, they don't want any part of it. Like, actually, it's quite a point of contention. They're like, this shit's so stupid, because they find it, like, really sycophantic.
Right.
Like, when people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, I love the group. I have a friend who will straight up walk out of a bar if somebody says that to me. And
why?
He's like, because he hates it. He's like, this is so fucking stupid. Why are random internet strangers? Because I'm really nice to people, and I'll chat away with them, and he'll be like, why do I need to talk to this person? I haven't seen you in, like, 3 weeks. I don't want to talk to them. So they find it really weird, because it's a very different side of me.
Yeah.
The Chaotic stuff, where I'm like very on all the time and like very like crazy, whereas like in real life I'm quite like that, but not in big groups.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, they won't come to like any big gathering with those people.
So what's the future with Chaotic? Where are you planning on taking it anywhere, or you just want to see how it organically develops?
I get asked this all the time. I'd actually ideally like it not to grow anymore.
Right.
Just cap it at this.
Yeah.
We're very strict with new members. We go through their profiles. The problem is monetizing Chaotic.
Yeah, right.
Which is something we cannot really do.
You got merch.
Good merch, we've said, has been coming for 3 years. Still haven't done it. I meant to be talking to Print House, actually. Shout out to Print House for getting some t-shirts and totes done. But yeah, it's very hard. Like, we had a company come up to us and they were like, we want to pay you to help us market our product. And it's actually a product that would fall in line with most people in the group. And I was like, but the minute I put up an advert, and I'm like, guys, check out this cool thing. I'm not going to say what it is because they haven't paid me. Check out this cool. They'll be like, yeah, okay, hot water for healthy, dumbass. Like, just be all the comments. I'm like, I don't think you'll get any sales.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want them to spend their money, because I think we don't really work in that way. Like, organic branding, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like, if, you know, they sponsored a junk or something we did.
Right.
And then I could be like, if the product's good, then people will buy it.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're a bunch of horrible people. We're just if people don't know what it is, just sort of a group of expats that don't feel like they fit into the original expat bubble mode. I mean, I'm not an expat, right? So, and most of the people who started that group are not expats.
We probably should have explained that at the beginning, shouldn't we?
We should have. I just assume that anyone that's listening to this probably has heard of Chaotic because it's got such a strong brand presence here in Hong Kong.
Tell me, what is the history behind the DB mum and trolling Hong Kong mums Facebook group?
I mean, so I met Justine and I said, fuck every mom who lives in DB. This woman is a mad woman. Oh no, I'm just kidding. Full disclosure, I've just met Justine and I'm already just bullying.
But yeah, you speak like you've known her for such a long time.
You've met one, you've met them all.
Yeah,
DB
I mean,
moms.
True. It's kind of like the Stepford Wives. DB moms is just a thing that, like, for us, just a natural extension of just making fun of these women who live in Hong Kong who just have absolutely no idea what real life is like. And I mean, the main thing that started with Chaotic was mistreatment of helpers, and this is quite a serious topic. My father had worked a long time with helpers and knowing your rights, and it's a subject I'm very passionate about. And to see post after post on these Hong Kong mom groups about the way they treat their helpers, like the post that set me off that ended up being the creation of Chaotic, because I just went, got drunk and I just went mad on this post, and I was like, you're the worst. And which is funny, because this woman is now in Chaotic and she posts all the time. And I don't think she remembers this post, but it was, me and Harvey have a junk trip on Monday. We didn't realize that we need to give our helper a public day off. What am I going to do with my kids? This is the worst day of my life. And then posted a scan of her helper's passport and being like, can I get her deported?
This
is the gist. This is the gist of the post, but this is what the post was. And me, who spent my childhood every Sunday giving out these books, being like, domestic helpers, know your rights.
Yeah.
Again, more free slave labor for my parents.
Yeah.
just like the helpers in Hong Kong moms. Yeah, so this is like a subject I'm passionate about. I might joke about it, but this is genuinely something that's not on.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of privilege and ties into, I mean, and again, I've benefited from privilege in Hong Kong for sure. These people are so oblivious and they cannot make fun of themselves. And yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I remember seeing...
I think of it as punching up though. We never, we don't like to punch down in chaotic.
Yeah.
We will always punch up.
That's definitely a punch up.
Like, we don't make fun of like helpers. We don't make fun of local people.
I have seen some sexist stuff on there though.
Ah, yes. That's what you're going to get on the internet. Oh, and you know what? The stuff you see is 1/1,000,000th of what we have to reject coming in.
Oh my gosh.
It is a grim space to be in the pending pending post-approval part of chaotic.
Oh yeah.
It is not nice.
I'll laugh with anything until it's sexist and I'm like, no, I don't like that.
Too many men in the group.
Yeah.
That's why we try and balance out with a lot of female moderators. But yikes.
Oh my god.
Cassie, it's been a joy having you on. So many fun stories. And I think the thing I'm going to take out of this one, actually, a really useful point, not that a lot of the stuff wasn't that you said was useful.
It's all useless.
But was definitely that bit that you said about how you should have a more curated list of friends, right?
Yeah.
Kids who have common interests. Because you're right. Too often, kids will just go off and want to do things that they're interested in, and then you'll just alienate a bunch of kids.
Just a quick insert, sports parties. Do not invite non-sporty kids to sports parties. If the kid is not sporty, they're not going to enjoy themselves. Set up an arts and crafts booth in the corner where they can color, because I used to be that kid, and I hated those parties.
I had so much fun chatting to you, and it's great to have another stand-up on.
Ooh.
Takes the... do more of them.
Well, thank you for coming, really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me,
and good luck with the parties. Hopefully COVID will fuck off.
Yes, please contact Justine and Bob for all your party entertainment needs. I promise I won't talk about you. I am very professional and very good at what I do.
Well, that was fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Man, I mean, we touched on some topics there.
Yeah.
What was your key takeout from kids' parties after speaking to Cassie?
Even though you celebrate yourself as a parent, you congratulate yourself, like, I've kept this little thing alive for, like, 6-7 years. But it's not for you. The party is for them.
Yeah.
And I think there's no point absolutely, like, losing yourself in the organisation and stressing yourself out. And if you have the means... definitely hire someone like Cassie who will take all of that stress from you 100%. And just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I feel like having someone like her on board looking after the party and just organizing the whole thing would take so much stress out of it.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the biggest thing I took out of that conversation was that, like, know your kid. Know your kid, know what your kid's into, and then figure out which one of your kid's friends are into the same thing and only invite them. Because there is no point inviting the whole class or inviting everybody because you can. It's because you it's harder for the entertainer. Mm. It's harder for you to find a great venue, and the kid's not going to enjoy as much. So I think that was a key takeout. Less is more.
Definitely.
If you want to see me do some stand-up comedy, I'm finally, after... in ages, getting a shot at doing stand-up at Takeout Comedy on Elgin Street.
Yay, when's that?
It's on August the 5th, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
You can find out tickets at Zigit.co. whatever it is. Zigit. It's just type in Zigit. Zigit Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Or just type in Takeout Comedy. Mm. You'll find the thing. I'll be on Thursday the 5th. Well worth checking out. Solid lineup. Will be a lot of fun.
Can I come?
I think I have a plus one, so I guess I could have you as my plus one.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll cackle.
Cackle away. I've got nothing on next Thursday. You're more than welcome to come to Kowloon with me.
No. I don't like you that much.
That is fair.
So if you're looking for a party organiser, then please get in contact with Hong Kong Parenting Club and we'll put you in contact with Cassie, who can fulfill all your party needs.
Quite clearly, she's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The Hong Kong Parenting Club.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.